Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the TCI Express Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company. As on the date of this call, these statements are not guaranteed for future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is now being recorded. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital (India). Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rohit. Good evening and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of TCI Express. We are happy to have the management with us here today for question and answer session with the investment community. Management is represented by Mr. Chandra Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Pavitra Panda, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Mukti Lal, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Hemant Srivastava, Chief Operating Officer for Non-Surface Express Business. Before we start with the question and answer session, we'll have opening comments from the management. I will hand over call to Mr. Chandra Agarwal for opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome everyone to Q2 and H1 Financial Year 24 earnings call of TCI Express Limited. I would like to thank all of you for joining us here today. To start with, I will give an overview of industry developments and business performance, and then we will hand over the call to Mr. Mukti, our CFO, to brief on our financial performance for the quarter and half-year Financial Year 24. Our earnings presentation and press release have been uploaded on the website and stock exchange. I hope you all had a chance to review it. We are delighted to announce that TCI Express delivered another quarter of consistent performance with improved sequential margins. The growth and margin improvements during the period were primarily driven by execution and acceleration of automation and steady demand from the MSME sector, which has witnessed a strong uptick in the last few quarters. In line with our reflection of performance and shareholder-friendly capital allocation policy, the board of directors have recommended an interim dividend of rupees 3 per share and a payout of 150% of the face value, reaffirming our commitment to delivering value to our shareholders. Coming to the business update, I'm pleased to announce the appointment of Mr. Hemant Srivastava as Chief Operating Officer of Express Businesses Non-Surface of TCI Express. With a distinguished career spanning two decades at the TCI Group, he has undertaken diverse and impactful roles in finance and management, including positions as Zonal Manager and Regional Express Manager. Under his capable, experienced leadership, Mr. Srivastava will head an independent team responsible for overseeing non-surface express businesses, which also include the new business verticals, ushering into a new era of innovation and excellence within TCI Express. As far as our future focus is concerned, we will continue to invest in technology and automation to drive a more efficient operation to provide superior customer service. We are on the track to complete automation of our Pune sorting center by March 24. During the first half of the year, we have incurred a total CapEx of rupees 21 crores, which has been primarily spent towards expansion of branch network, automation, and construction of sorting center. These are integral to our goal of improving operational efficiency and customer service. Additionally, we have expanded our footprint by adding 12 new branches during H1 Financial 24, deepening our presence in key business geographies. This expansion not only enhances our market research and reach but also improves our accessibility to customers, making us more agile and responsive to their needs. Our newly launched services are growing strength to strength, and we expect service offerings to contribute productively to the top line in the forthcoming quarters. enabling us to deliver higher business volume and margin levels. From a balance sheet perspective, we continue to maintain strong capital structure, providing us the financial flexibility to focus on balanced capital allocation. Looking ahead, we are optimistic about the industry's potential, and we also look at the half-year H2 being better than H1 as the volumes have started picking up already. At TCS Express, we believe that sustainability is essential to our long-term success. In recognition of our steadfast commitment to sustainability, we are happy to share that TCS Express has received the esteemed title of Sustainable Organization from Economic Times for adopting sustainable practices and promoting environmental consciousness. Our growth strategy remains focused on achieving a balanced growth of revenue quality, expanding margins, and ensuring sustainable returns on capital. With our unmatched combination of scale, expertise, and technology, we are well positioned to capitalize the growth opportunities presented by the Indian economy and the evolving logistics landscape. Now, I would like to hand over the dais to Mr. Mukti to talk about the financial performance of the last quarter.
Thanks, sir, and good evening, everyone. Now, I would like to discuss the financial performance of the company. Our Managing Director has already highlighted the achievements of during the quarter, and I will deliver into the financial aspect. So during the quarter, our revenue from operations stood at ₹320 crore for Q2, as compared to ₹305 crore in Q1 and ₹310 crore in Q2 of last year. The total income for the quarter was like ₹322 crore, as compared to ₹306 crore in Q1 of this current year, and ₹312 crore in Q2 of last year, registering a sequential growth of 5% and 3% on year-on-year basis. Despite the delay in the situation, we witnessed an improvement in EBITDA and PBITDA margin on a sequential basis. The EBITDA for the quarter stood at ₹52 crore, registering a sequential growth of 9% with margin of 16.2%, and our profit after tax for the quarter stood at ₹36 crore with a margin of 11.1% compared to a margin of ₹32 crore and margin of 10.6 crore in Q1 of this current year. Overall, the income for the first half of this current year stood at ₹628 crore as compared to ₹605 crore same period last year, registering a year-on-year growth of 4%. The EBITDA for the period was also 100 crore with a margin of 16%, and profit after tax was 68 crore with margin of 10.8%. With the festive season on the horizon and resilient domestic demand, we are optimistic of higher capacity utilization, better contribution from our new offerings like rail, coal chain, pharma, C2C, etc. The impact of these changes will be reflected in our financial performance in the forthcoming quarters. Our commitment remains rooted in balanced growth and revenue quality. We are dedicated to expanding our margins and ensuring sustainable return on capital. So now thank you very much, and now I would like to open the floor for question and answer. Over to you, moderator, please.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only headsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Dixit, ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for taking my question. I have a couple of questions. The first one is on the appointment of five senior management personnel. So while you have mentioned Mr. Hemant Srivastava's role, So just wanted to understand in greater detail about the other key personnel, the specific responsibilities that they would be expected to shoulder, as well as in non-Surface Express, for which Mr. Hemant Srivastava is the guardian. Would like to understand, you know, the kind of broad contours from this business, what kind of revenue we expect, what kind of contribution margins, let us say 1 or 2 years from now. So that is the first question.
So basically, I don't think there is some confusion. There are not five new people. It's only Mr. Hemant Srivastava who has been appointed.
Okay, because the release mentions five, so that's why I was asking about it.
So it probably is the five, and I'll have to check again, but the five are the products.
No, there are five people mentioned in the release. Anyways, if you could just highlight the broad contours of this non-Surface Express business, because that seems to be a focus area. I mean, and the growth also you have mentioned in the PPT is also attributable to the better traction on non-Surface Express. So if we could get some specific revenue targets you might be having in mind at this point in time, the growth that you see. Because the focus is now with the appointment of Mr. Srivastava, I think the focus is in a more acute manner towards this particular business vertical.
So, you know, we have thought that this products will be part of the business, overall business, of at least 25% in the next couple of years. But we are also wanting that it will become half of the business in going forward, the next maybe 5 years. Sorry, not five, but maybe 6 to 7 years. So I think this will give us a very good chance to grow the company, you know, with a straight direct management control. And of course, this will be very new, because I don't see any other logistics company do like that, any other express company focusing so much on development of the new products like that. You know, if you see competition also, no, nobody is that focused to have just, you know, defined people for their products, you know, which will have a substantial, which has a substantial growth prospect.
Okay. The second question is essentially that the festive season this time around is a little bit back-ended. So what kind of volume growth for the year can we expect, and what all segments do you see particularly going into second half that would contribute to this growth more?
Mukti?
Yeah. So basically, you know, in this second half would be much better, and we will be looking, you know, whatever guidance we are given, we are aligned with that, and obviously we will be, you know, achieve a very great revenue growth in these two quarters, remaining two quarters. And also, like, I would like to mention one thing here. In this quarter, we could have also achieved, like, slightly higher growth, because kind of pre-festival month has been shifted to this October, and that's why we will be get the benefit in this Q3, and, you know, of that benefit will we get. So in Q3 and Q4, we will be have the higher growth, and we will be achieve the volume, whatever we committed on that.
Okay, that's reassuring. Thanks, and all the best, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Next line from Alok Deora, Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Sir, just wanted to first understand what would be the volumes we would have done in the second quarter?
Yeah, so volume is like we have taken 252,000 tons in this quarter.
Okay. And also, sir, so this earlier we had mentioned about a double-digit growth in for FY 2024. Now, you know, first half we have done on a, like, around 3%-4% growth on average. So even if you were to do like a 10-11% growth in the remaining two quarters, we'll still be like a, ending the year with a 6-7% sort of a growth. So just wanted to understand on what's the number we are, growth number we are looking at for this financial year.
I don't see any change in our numbers, you know, in our whatever numbers we have set out for. Because the economy is, again, it's very fluid. It is not as, you know, what we have, what we project, how it is. And, you know, suddenly nobody could imagine that, you know, the automobile sales are through the roof. And, you know, it's such, things are very dynamic now. So I don't see any sort of like change in my, in the way the company has given out its growth plans.
Sure. And we saw, you know, decent margin improvement coming in despite the kind of a subdued growth. So margins are nearly at around 15.8% at the EBITDA level. So what's the trajectory on margins going ahead once we gain even higher volumes in Q3 and Q4?
Definitely, I'm going to be seeing the margins improve in the second half year, for sure.
Sure. And just a last question. So if you could just highlight again on the CapEx for this year.
Okay.
So CapEx, so on CapEx side, we are on line with, like we spent 20 crore rupees in first half. Second half would be like again around 60 crore rupees. So I think we will be finished this year around 80 crore rupees.
And similar number next year also, or could be slightly higher?
Yeah, we will be have around again 100 crore rupees target.
Sure, sure. That's all from my side.
Internal approvals only, as usual.
Got it, got it. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Akash.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the question. Thanks for giving the opportunity. So my question is more from the industry point of view, wherein, you know, we are seeing the good growth in the number of EV bills that are being generated. There's again good growth when we see to when we see in our competitors as well, the likes of Priti and all have posted good numbers on a month-on-month and even on a YoY basis. So why are we struggling to grow, sir? And are we losing market share here?
So I cannot talk about what a company is giving out month on month till I see the end result, what comes out. So I think you should wait and see what the result, the final result comes out. And then we can, I think, that question will be answerable. What is the second question?
Sir, so I was just asking, are we losing on market share, sir? Because everyone is posting double-digit growth when it comes to logistics. I was just a bit put up by TCI.
You can tell me which company is doing it, let the results come out, then we will talk. You are the first company which is doing our results, right?
Yeah, correct.
So then please have a comparison and then we will see.
No, sir. So, but the other companies give business updates, no, sir? So, they have already given a business update for this quarter.
Yeah.
Wherein they are saying that they have grown.
You know, I had also seen their, like, quarter one numbers, and they were not matched what they had shown in their, you know, volume numbers, and subsequently revenue numbers was saying different stories. So, it may not mean that volume has grown, so their number of, you know, their revenue has also grown. So we don't see, you know, whether it's a like, match to these numbers with revenue or not. If you see, compare their numbers in quarter one, you will be have your answer on self.
Okay. And not only from a peer point of view or a competitor point of view, the industry level at total, I mean, the EV bills have also grown more than 15-16%, right, by a basis.
Sorry, your voice is not clear. What is that? Lastly?
Like I'm not only really speaking from a peer set point of view, I'm speaking on the whole industry. Like even the eBay bills have grown at a 15% plus rate, right? If you look at a YoY number.
UAVL is like, you know, this is a barometer of that, but it does not mean Express Industries is also like growing in the same, you know, way of that. This is not, we are majorly driven by manufacturing happening in India. So that number you can see manufacturing is not that great what everyone has anticipated for this year actually. So this is the thing. Second thing, you know, that is also important, what segment we are really, you know, in. If these segments are like really, you know, manufacturing happening in these segments or not, that is also very important. So, you know, like plain vanilla to seeing the UAVL numbers is not giving any, you know, sense of that growth here in linked to this Express Industries.
Okay, sir. So, like you reassured earlier that you are sticking to the guidance that you had given earlier this year. So where do you see the growth coming from, let's say, for the next half of the year and the even FY 2025, where would the growth come for TCM?
Pavitra ji, you would like answer?
Yes, yes. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes. So we see a strong demand from our existing strong business from our existing customers, specifically this festival season. Government is growing in this month, you can see more than 20%. This lifestyle products, that is also growing. Even consumer durables, that is growing. And our major source of business is pharma and auto. That is stable, and this second half, that is also about to grow. So these are the major source, and with this new product or new portfolio also grow, this is our basic source of business growth.
Yeah. Next question, please.
Participants are requested to restrict your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Krupashankar NJ, Avendus Spark.
Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, you know, can there be a breakup provided on the end user industry? So for example, as right now it was mentioned that, you know, lifestyle, consumer durables, pharma and auto. Can there be a proportion shared for the current first half performance?
Pavitra, you want to answer on that?
Yeah. See, proportionately, the share of business of pharma and auto, these are our three top five revenue verticals. Garment, lifestyle, consumer durables, coming over. All have performed better, but garment, lifestyle have lately picked up due to this Puja and all. So this month and last month, we've-
Sorry to interrupt, Pavitra Pandey, sir. There is an echo from your line.
Hello?
Yeah, sir, you sound clear now. Can you speak something?
Yeah. So, our auto vertical and pharma vertical, they are stable business that is growing. And this second half, we are seeing better growth. And this garment and lifestyle, these are not that much grown in first half. There was not that much pick up, but in second half, all our customers are doing well, and we see a better proportionate contribution.
Sir, what I was more referring to this, the existing contribution of these end user industries to your overall revenue, based on the first half performance or FY 2023. If you can share, what would be the contribution with respect to either on tonnage or revenue of, let's say, pharma and auto, consumer durables and lifestyle and garments?
See, around revenue share-wise, we give percentage-wise, it is roughly 17%-18%, that is pharma and auto, that we do. And these all garment and lifestyle, these are up to double digit, but these are in top five.
Got it.
That is going to grow, and that is going to grow more.
Got it, sir. So then, with respect to the asking rate in the second half, it's looking quite steeper. While I do understand that in the third quarter, that, you know, the base effect would result in a strong, healthy growth. But still, fourth quarter is also has to fire all engines for you to achieve your guidance. So just wanted to understand that, is this primarily only going to be a function of base, or is it also a function of new branch addition? Because I could see that you added 12 new branches. Is there any incremental contribution coming in from newer geographies or any or new services for that matter?
Yes. So new services, Mr. Hemant, as he is appointed the CEO, he will be responsible for even more growth in the coming quarters and thereafter onwards. So yes, our quest is on to open the branches. We will open another 10-12 branches, depending on the scope. We have done basically realignment also of the network by having the own manpower for the new products and also shared branches in the main locations of business for the new products. So this sort of focus way and focus approach of generating more business from the new products has been activated. And it definitely reap results in the short and long term.
Thank you. And last part from my side, if you can highlight on the sorting center side, has it, the benefits of the automation has started reflected in reflecting your margins, and incrementally it's more going to be more of operating efficiencies. Is my understanding correct, or there's further scope for contribution from margins?
Operation margins, operation efficiency will relate in better higher business revenue and better profitability. That's for sure. Because, we have such amazing highways, I have always said, but our quality of trucks are really not up to the mark. Therefore, we have to see that how can we really make the difference of reducing the transit time in India and also, delivering faster to the customer. So all these things have started, everything takes time here in India, and it's not like, you're putting up a plant or something that it gets ready in 6 months and you're ready to go. So our Pune sorting center will be up in by March 24. And thereafter, we will definitely see the dual effect of these sorting centers. I think connecting the two most important nodal points in India for business, north and west, will be one of the most, important aspects in any organizational, in any operational organization structure.
Thank you, and all the best.
The next question is from the line of Kunal Bhatia from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions from my side. One is, I just wanted to know, this time our utilization was approximately 84% for the entire quarter. So, if you could just give some sense on how did it move on a month-to-month basis. So, what was it at the start of the quarter, middle and end, if you could give us some sense on that?
Yeah, so basically, utilization level is increasing with the business is increasing, and this is good thing is happening in this year, like we are growing sequentially, and that's why in this quarter is higher than last quarter. It is around 84%, and monthly in last September it was around 84.5, and in last 2 months is around it is 84.5, and in last 2 months is over around 83.5. In October month, it will be like, I think, cross like 85% utilization level and so on. Yeah.
Okay. And, sir, in terms of the, since we are already 18-20 days in the current month, what is the kind of growth or volume pickup you have already seen in terms of numbers, and also meaning just a rough back of the envelope calculation, if one does, even if you want to grow, say, 10% the first double-digit number on the overall basis for the year, we will have to at least cross the 14%-15% mark for H2. So how confident are you to go on that line?
Yeah, so that answer already we've given two times, so I think we can also discuss separately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sir, any price hikes we've taken in the current quarter?
Yes. So that is actually, you know, in last quarter, we've taken kind of 1% price hike, and also in this quarter, around half basis point, we've already taken. And we've taken a target for this year to increase prices by almost 2%. So we are aligned with that, and we will be shortly achieve 2% price hikes target in this year.
Okay. And so finally, on the value-added business, what was the contribution in this particular quarter vis-à-vis the last quarter, vis-à-vis the same quarter last year?
What you said? Sorry?
In the new value-added business, what was the contribution in this quarter versus the last year same quarter?
So same quarter, there was a contribution of around 15.5%, and now it is a 17% of overall revenue in this.
17%. Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, generally, these value-added business, H2 would have a higher contribution. How has been historically the case?
Yes. So basically, like air business and rail express business is obviously getting more margin than surface. Not like much, but yes, it is slightly higher on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Participants are requested to restrict your questions to two per participant. Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Janam Shah from Equirus Securities Private Limited.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so sir, my question relates to the branch addition that we have done. So we have added somewhere around 12 branches this first half. So just wanted to know in which part of the country it has been added, and we have initially given the target of 50 to 75 branches addition for FY24. So are we on the track to have that 50 to 75 branches, given that 2H would be having a major branch addition?
Chandra sir, you would like answer on that?
Please go ahead, Gopi.
Yes, please. So basically, you know, we have taken a target to be added like 50 to 75. We could already done like 12 branches. Major branches we open in West and North India. And in this year, second part of India, like we also want to be open in the range of 25 to 30. So basic reason, you know, why we are not opening up, so we really not opening up without any study of these branches. So wherever opportunities come, we opening up the branches. Somehow, you know, we are not seeing like any growth aspect, so we just to open, we are not opening up the branches, and that's why the less number are there. Not than any specific reason for that, yeah.
Got it. And if you see the contribution of the newer businesses that we are having, Rail Express and all other businesses, and if we exclude that from the revenue, then for on a YOY basis, revenue has not grown significantly. And despite we have added almost like 30, 40 branches over a period of time. So on a Surface Express, our volume has been stagnant for a YOY basis. Of course, there could be some festive impact last year, which has not come this year. But overall, how we are looking at express industry going forward, is it going to be a challenging year specifically to the express industry as compared to the LTL or something?
I don't think it will be a challenging situation for the express industry, because again, if we are in challenged, then the whole economy is challenged, very simply put. You know, so if we see that the logistics sector is not growing, it's not because there's a problem with the company, it's because of the problem with the economy, simply put. So I'm talking not just for my company, for TCS Express, but I'm talking for everyone. That makes a big difference is how the demand is playing out, how the supply is playing out in overall the micro and the economic situation. So I think a lot is to play when it comes to logistics. not just a few factors.
Got it.
Churning out 15 to 16% EBITDA, and we still have potential to grow. So, I mean, you can see very nicely that it's been cyclical because of the, you know, demand, sudden rise in demand, then demand flattening out, and then again the growth will start. So I mentioned this also in the last quarter that, you know, the high base created from COVID now is now flattening out, and then the growth will start. It's obvious. That's how the economy works.
Got it. And so, sir, basically we maintain that our 2x of GDP guidance for the industry, and which is we have seen in the past as well.
Exactly.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
The next question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments Private Limited. Go ahead.
Our Gurgaon sorting center, I visited with help of Mukti Lal ji. Thanks for the assistance, and the working we saw is tremendous and will grow in time to come. We are sure for that. How sorting center we may work for daytime only? So, in nighttime only, can we improve to daytime also?
So, you know, it's a very valid question, but it is not required because operation is efficient in the night time. Then it is no use hiring extra labor and, you know, extra costs for what? So it is not like, you know, the whole idea of automation is to reduce the cost, the time it takes to, you know, operations, reduce the manpower. So all that is achieved. So we don't want to go back, reverse, and add more manpower unnecessarily just because, you know, it's not idle in the morning.
Right. Chandraji, you always said earlier that rise in GDP will boost our business, but in last 5 quarters, we barely grow and increase in margin will also not there. So can you tell the reasons, specific reason?
See, it's a very simple thing. Again, the economy growth is very critical. And depending on how and which sector of the economy is growing, we must study that carefully. We are pretty much the barometer of the manufacturing sector of the economy. And when we see that, you know, past, I've been noticing also that last year, things have not been great for the country. And again, one of the main reasons is because of the economic cycle. You know, COVID, may it became negative, then it suddenly shot up because of low base. Then it, you know, it simmered down, it started flattening out, and then it's going to go. It's a normal thing. It's nothing wrong with the company or any wrong strategy that we have taken 1,000 crore loan or anything like that. So I think it's we have very strong fundamentals and everything is still very strong, so there is nothing to worry, but just to wait and watch. That's all.
That is important, and we wish all the best and happy Diwali to all of you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, please restrict your questions to 2 per participant. Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Mayur Parkeria from Wealth Managers India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, clear and loud and clear, please.
Yes. So thank you for taking my question. Sir, actually, you mentioned right now about and couple of times that, you know, we are more linked to the manufacturing side of the economy, and rightly so, the Q2 GDP was also in the region for manufacturing was in the region of 4%. So, you know, we are obviously, how does that percolate down at the company level, we would expect slightly better numbers because we are we have execution capabilities which is more, and we are a more efficient company. But having said that, what is will it be right to say that even the export side of manufacturing, which is doing better, we would benefit out of that over the next 2-3 years, or do we will be more aligned on the only the domestic demand side of the manufacturing?
The export is also down. It is not high as you're saying. And again, our air international products that we have, it's growing, but of course not at the pace that we would like it to grow because of the factors affecting outside. There are two wars, global wars going on, So we have to be very alert and careful that our money doesn't get stuck, and we have to be wary of too many things nowadays.
And sir, on a vertical part of it, do we have exposure on the electronic side of the in GDP or the economy? Because that is one segment which is showing a lot of growth because of the setup of manufacturing capabilities along the electronics and digital products. So
we are doing business in the manufacturing side of electronics, but again, it is something which is very, very highly cyclical. And we have to be very careful, because what happens is that when we used to work with mobile hand manufacturers earlier, the Indian companies, our payments used to get stuck. It was a given thing. They used to delay payments for 90 days, 120 days, and that was not acceptable to us or our shareholders. So then we had to really relook and refocus our business with those type of companies. And same is the case with your white electronic goods. Barring one or two companies, major companies have a strong policy of delayed payments. So are we ready to accept it? Perhaps not at this stage. So we have to look at it also that demand is slowing down and all of that. So we have to be very careful in how we proceed.
Sir, very it's heartening to know that the focus is on both balancing the growth and the efficiency. Sir, one small last point from my side. Sir, last quarter, or rather 2 quarters before and last quarter, you were more specific on that. That there was the outlook was actually quite weak, because you explicitly mentioned the prolonged impact of the economic slowdown happening, and we reduced our FY 25 target to 1750 crores from 2000 crores earlier, which we had. Now we are saying that the outlook is more optimistic than what we were seeing.
Yes.
Is it only because of the festive season for these two, H2, or do you believe that over the next 2 years we will be in a position to achieve those targets by FY25?
See, as again a promoter, I do look at short term. I have to look at long. I always look at short and long term. So the long term goal is never described by or never given out by just a short term spurt in demand or something. So I think 2025, it's a very high possibility that we will achieve the 2000 crore mark also. I don't see any sort of a hindrance internally. We have to be very careful as to how everything plays out. There's also election coming up. And considering all the, if you do a SWOT analysis, if you consider all of the existing issues, I think it is quite achievable, or very close to it is quite achievable. Now that we have also streamlined our management, where we have now two COOs. So I think it will add that focus of that 2000 crore that we were not looking at, we stopped looking at for 1 quarter.
Wow, sir, that's a very positive sign. I think people should take note of, because we are at 1250 crores. And in 2 years, in 1.5 years, we are talking of almost 2,000 crores, sir. That is a small, very strong turnaround outlook which you are looking at. So,
yes, I think I'm also looking at the possibility of M&A and all that. So we are working in all, we are firing in all cylinders. So we have to see how everything plays out.
Thank you, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krupa Shankar from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the follow-up, sir. One question also. So you've taken the price hike of 0.5 basis points. Was it towards the end of the second quarter, sir?
Yes, it is on second quarter.
So the remainder of your growth guidance, what is there? So you were targeting about 2% price hike, and already 1.5% almost has already been done in the first two quarters. So the entire growth would come in from volume growth in the second half. Is that how it is?
Yeah, that is true. And also whatever hikes we have to be, it is also applicable on second half also, similarly.
So for the entire year, but it was 2%, right, sir?
Yeah.
So you've already taken 1.5%. So only 0.5% is remaining. So and then remaining, of course, the growth in the volume side would be upwards of, again, 15%+ or 20%+. So am I understanding things correctly here?
Yes. So volume and revenue growth difference would be like 2%.
All right, sir. Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Preet Nagarshi from Wealth Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening. My question is more in regards to, see, if I look back the con calls that we used to have 2 years back, we've seen that the absolute volume in absolute numbers has only increased. But the utilization has come down. It used to be around 86%, say about 4-6 quarters back. But so how is that possible? Why is the utilization coming down while absolute volumes have only increased?
So, so that is a very good question. Basically, this is, I had said earlier also, we said, this is basically, capacity is very dynamic. So supposing wherever we are not addition the other truck, rather we replacing with the higher capacity. So that's why we are able to manage this utilization level. And that's why we are able to manage like 85%. Supposing we always adding wherever we need the higher capacity, or you can say like additional capacity, then if supposing we add the another truck, then we always under utilization level, like maybe even below 80%. So that is actually very dynamic, and this room we are getting because we have the like completely outsourced model we are using here, and wherever we want to be replace higher capacity truck, we are replacing that. So that's why we, able to maintain these level of full year of around 84% to 85%, and with the high value, with the high growth, we will be like achieve even 86, and then we can be go up to 88% on these numbers.
Got you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lokesh Manik from Vellum Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening to the team. Chandraji, my question was on competitive intensity. So in the last 6 months, have you seen any unusual spike in that area, or do you believe this is manageable from your end?
Sorry, can you repeat that question again?
Yeah, the question was on competitive intensity. If you have observed heightened competitive intensity in the last 6 months on ground, or do you believe that is normal business that is going on?
No, I think it's absolutely normal business. There is no heightened competition, or there's no anything which is being laid out in a very different way.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's business as usual. The question is whether other companies will be able to manage their costs or not, better than how they are doing.
Right, great. And the second question was, do you believe we are underrepresented in any part of the industry in this economy, or do you believe we have captured all the industries that are in our target area?
So we are also very choosy. We cannot be in raw material, the transportation business, where they have 1% margin, 2% margin.
Right.
There is enough business over there, but again, there'll be no return to shareholders. So looking at that, I think we have captured the right, sectors that are poised to grow and that are in control. We are not in sectors which are, totally, suddenly the demand will fall or, our money will be stuck. If you see our spending of other logistics companies, it's like almost 50%, which means almost 135 days. So how can any company be operational in that sense? So that way, we are quite well positioned for the future growth, which is going to happen.
So we should be looking at geographic expansion in terms of branch opening for growth. I mean, given that we've captured the industry, we've identified the areas where we want to grow.
Absolutely. And I had mentioned also that, we have appointed a reputed, big consulting firm to do that.
Great, great. That's all from my side, Chandraji. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anshul Agarwal from MK. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, Anshul.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had one question. So since we look at growing profitability, what parameters do we look at before we select customers or before we, plan on entering new verticals? That was my only question.
Yeah, Chandra sir, you would like to answer?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. So since we plan on growing profitably, what parameters do we look at before we select customers or before we enter new verticals? Like you just mentioned, Chandraji, that certain electronic players don't pay up on time, etc. So apart from probably customer health, what are the parameters do we look at before we say select a customer, before we select a new vertical that we want to enter?
Yes, that's a very important question. We do a total check of the customer, of a large customer, if they have any legal liabilities of a large case, if they have any sort of litigation or if they have any sort of, anything that is against the policy of the company or the police or anything.
I'm sorry to stop you in between. I couldn't hear you.
I'm saying that we do a full check of the type of customers. We do an audit of the customer before we sign a contract.
Mm-hmm.
We do a full check of whether they are doing any sort of working against what the government policies are in terms of environmental, social, and in terms of, if they have any liabilities, large financial liabilities, or if they have any large debts, which they have to pay off. So all these things really matter a lot. That's why you see also that, some of the large commodity type of companies, they are not working with them. If you see the likes of steel, aluminium, all commodity types of companies, we stay away from them.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Soni from ICICI Bank Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Rahul.
Yeah, thanks for giving me the opportunity, sir. Sir, a couple of questions from my side. Sir, as you said earlier that you have like a high single digit exposure to the textile sector, like garment and lifestyle. So, and this sector is not currently not doing well. So how this slowdown in textile ready-made garment has impacted your volumes, and if any impact was there, which other sector has compensated for that?
So, majorly like in this S2, this segment has also picked up. So this will be given a bounce back, and whenever, inflation is high, so this is a sector which first impacted overall. And now it is also come up. But second, good sector which we see in an attraction is bathware and kitchenware. These are the new sector which is itself is organizing. Earlier it was in a like highly unorganized. Now it is organizing and very new company and, you know, good companies entering into that sector. And we are getting the business from them. Yeah.
Okay. And second question, sir, on the vehicle scrappage policy. So have your vendors or you experienced any kind of a negative impact due to this? And I want to understand what will be the impact of this on the as a sector as a whole and on your company.
No, so if you see, like in our case, we replacing the truck once reaches on a 7 year age. So there's in a no fundamentally, there's in a no impact on us at all. Second thing, if you see this, all this truck is not moving on these express routes or highways. Basically, this utilized for a regional level and even sometime in only tier 3, tier 4 cities. So overall, there is no impact of industry at all or, you know, in and out on supply side also, demand side also.
Oops. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi for closing comments.
We thank the management of TCI Express Limited for giving us an opportunity to host the call and taking time out for interaction with the stakeholders. Thank you all for being on the call.
Thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us. And now you may disconnect your lines.
Thank you.